The Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning, Friday morning, and it's finals time in the Group 2 Rugby League. I want to have a chat to Kenny Hoad about it because there's a whole lot of stuff going on. How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, Moffy.
How did you recover from the race, the Moffs Cup?
Oh, mate, that was pretty simple compared to refereeing on the weekend. So that was only 50 metres where we're basically doing three or four games each weekend. So
yeah, and how do you go with that? Because you do basically your 18s, your reserve grades, the ladies tag, and then the first grade games.
Yeah, that's right. And most of us do junior league on a Saturday as well. So between Saturday and Sunday, weekend's full. But
bit of running around.
Yeah, trying to. I actually did under 8s and under 9s last weekend. Just to sort of, yeah, put in for the young kids, which was good.
We're heading into the finals, and I want to talk about some of the games coming up this weekend soon, but a couple of things I do want to talk to you about around refereeing and stuff like that is some of the juniors and the young referees that you've got.
Yeah, we've got a good base coming through now. This year we've had a good response to getting juniors on board. Carter Deverson, he's a young fellow from Coffs Harbour. Mal Keating, he's been doing Coffs Harbour and Sawtell as well. They're two young up-and-coming referees. They've decided to come into the seniors, which is good, their first couple of years in seniors. Then we've got Nick Willer, who's just come back from the Navy, and Jacob Nilsson, who's in the academy. They've been both doing first grade and reserve grade all year, so the strengths are there for the juniors, but hey, if we can just promote to get more clubs involved, and some of us aren't getting any younger, so we need to get these ones through so we can do more of a mentor role rather than be on the field, so.
I mean, it's a tough gig, isn't it? Because you obviously tempers can get hot on the field, and then you've got the crowds to contend with too.
Yeah, tempers get hot, but it's more guiding these young ones on how to deal with that situation. And if you do get put in it, they're usually teamed up with a couple of older referees, which, yeah, we just give them the support, so.
Obviously, with the finals coming up this weekend, and as we go into the final series, one of the things that I want to raise is, you know, just a reminder for the spectators and things like that to show some respect to the officials that are out there doing those games.
Yeah. Like, as you know, we're all human. We don't have a bunker, which is good in a way. In a way. Most of the calls are spur of the moment. And, yeah, as I said, we're only human, and if a mistake's made, and we try to not make as many as we do.
It was a big game last weekend for the minor premiership in the first grade with Woolgoolga and Narara Valley. We go into this weekend and the finals. How's it looking?
Saturday, we're up at Grafton. First grade, Grafton goes versus Maxwell. Knockout semi-finals on the Saturday, so everything's on the line. Both teams look pretty strong, so it should be a good day up there. Then you've got South Grafton and Woolgoolga in league tag. Under-18s is local derby, Grafton Ghost versus South Grafton, and then Grafton Ghost play Nambucca Heads in the reserve grade. So all going to be tough games on the Saturday. Sunday is up at Woolgoolga again. League tag is Grafton and Maxwell. Under-18s is Coffs Harbour versus Nambucca, which are always a good close game. South Grafton versus Maxwell in reserve grade, and then the big one, Woolgoolga versus South Grafton, see who plays Arara at Arara the week after for the grand final spot.
And, you know, I mean, that's going to be massive too with, you know, sides like Woolgoolga who have been going so well through the year, and also Arara Valley coming back into the competition. It could be a fairy tale ending.
Yeah, well, the crowd's always big up at Woolgoolga too, so yeah, it'll be standing room only, so it'll be a real good day up there. So weather's meant to be good all weekend, I think, so.
Lovely.
Fast track, and yeah, away we go.
Lovely.
Just one other thing, Junior League Grand Finals going to be at Arara this year as well.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, which is at on the 10th of September. And the Senior Leagues will be on the 4th of September. So that could be, Arara could have two Grand Finals. Who knows? But I know the Junior one's there at the moment. So yeah, just get out to the football, have a good weekend, and yeah, hopefully all goes your own way.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Ken, thanks so much for coming in, mate, and having to chat about the footy, and anyone that is interested in refereeing and stuff like that, best way to get in touch?
Yeah, contact the Group 2 Referees Association. That'll lead you to a phone number and a link for our president, Nathan Grace. All you got to do is do an online module, and then after that, you just do a face-to-face and you're ready to go.
Fantastic. Awesome, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Beautiful. Thanks, Moffy.
It's Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.